This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. There will be no more general meetings in December and January, but it will be business as usual with the Blackwood RSL lunches on the 2nd and 4th Fridays. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. The dates will be December the 27th, that's right, 2 days after Christmas, the 10th and the 24th of January, and the 14th and the 28th of February 2020. There'll be no more shack sessions for 2019, but they will start again in January on the 11th and the 25th, and followed by the 8th and the 15th of February 2020. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. We are looking for ideas for technical sessions for the 4 Saturdays at the shack, and of course volunteers to present these sessions. The January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL, and it will be on the 19th of January, and the starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. The committee has decided the picnic will be free to AHARS members, but your partners and friends will have to pay $10 for the meal unless they are also members of AHARS. I'm collecting names for the picnic, so please send me an email with your name and call sign and the names of anyone else who is coming, and please indicate if they are AHARS financial members. While I'm talking about finances, your subs for 2020 are due at or before the February AGM. The cost of membership is still $20 if paid before the end of March. After that date, it will be $25. 2019 is coming to a close, and this means the AHARS AGM will be on Thursday the 20th of February. Under the rules that govern organisations like ours, nominations must be sent to the committee at least 30 days prior to the AGM. So please send any nominations to me as soon as possible. vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you could also post them to PO Box 501 Modbury 5092. So far we have nominations for the executive positions on the committee, but we still need one or two nominations for the positions of committee persons. Of course, there is nothing to stop anyone else from nominating for positions on the executive committee. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you could send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. I've not been around much from late October through November until now. I've been on the sick list with serious infection of the lungs that is successfully taken care of. I have not been able to keep up with things and events, and I have done as I have done in the past. I will be introducing a new operator to share the task of reporting events and news from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. During November, the club hosted the two visitors from Austria, Wolfgang OE4WOG and Hans OE2JOM, who addressed the club meetings as well as contesting. Club participation in Jota and Jotai, overseen by Bruce VK5VAB, assisted by Paul VK5AOS and John VK5NI and other volunteers, was very successful. The next general meeting and AGM will be on the first Wednesday of February 2020. There will be no general meeting in January 2020, and there will be a general get-together on the third Wednesday Tech Night in January 2020. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. Please stand by and welcome John Paul, VK5FPKR, the new additional voice of the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. 73s, Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
Good morning, this is John Paul, VK5 Foxtrot Papa Kilo Romeo, standing in for Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, until he gets over his persistent lurgy, with a quick note from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Congratulations to Wayne, VK5 Alpha Papa November, for not only making EME contacts, but for also using the call sign VK60LZ to commemorate 60 years of the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club, and for receiving QSL cards to confirm his contacts, which he brought to the last club meeting. Wednesday the 18th of December, which would normally have been a tech night, will instead be, as Steve AIM put it, a bit of a nosh on at the club rooms. So if you'd like to come along, please bring a plate of food and a beverage of your choosing for a relaxed gathering of amateur radio enthusiasts. If you haven't been to the EARC before, this will be a great opportunity to meet some of the members and pick their brains, as there is no set agenda for the night other than enjoying the company of like-minded individuals. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Doors open at 7:30 for an 8 p.m. start at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Merry Christmas from all at the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club, and may the Fat Man in Red bring you many happy DX contacts and perhaps that new piece of equipment you've been pining over. Personally, I've been leaving radio magazines on full-page ICOM adverts around the house, but their XYL hasn't picked up on my subtle hints yet, so wish me luck. Hopefully Alan, MAK, will soon be back to his usual peppy self and take back the reins on future notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. That's all from me, VK5FPKR, 73, from the EARC.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some notes and news on behalf of Wison South Australians Committee. Wison South Australia has had a very big year this year, and the organisation has continued to grow, and the group has participated in many events, including the Anzac Day Youth Vigil, the AGL Rally of the Heartland, based out of Burra, the South Australian Horse Riders Endurance Association, which held a 24-hour horse endurance event, the inaugural 2019 Rally Sprint, and the Adelaide Rally, which was held recently in December. So as you can hear, Wison South Australia and its motivated and professional band of volunteers has been quite busy throughout the year. Wison South Australia would like to thank the Radio Clubs of South Australia for allowing Wison SA to use the local repeater network to provide emergency communications and radio communication support for the recent Adelaide Rally. And we hope that it inconvenience our fellow hobbyists by tying up the repeaters too often and making the situation inconvenient for all. The local repeater network functioned without issues, and all the repeaters that were utilised were being accessed from Rally HQ, which was based at Theberden, and the antennas were of the white stick kind of 2 metres and 70 centimetres that were located on tripods that were approximately 2 metres in height. Arno, VK5ZAR, was our technical manager and advisor, and congratulations, Arno, for making it all work. Lewis, VK5FLY, also did a fantastic job of reconnaissance of the various stages of the Rally of SA. With the surveillance of the local mobile network, and identifying which mobile phone providers had the best coverage on the stages, but also his research in the repeaters that would cover all of the stages. We couldn't have done all these events without our wonderful volunteers, who have given so many hours of their time up this year to assist with the events that Wison has participated in. Well done, team, and we couldn't have done it without you and the skills that you bring for all. And I personally know how difficult it is in today's world to volunteer, where we are all so time poor. Thank you from myself, David, VK5 LSB, on behalf of the Wison SA Committee. It was pleasing to note that during our recent event, the Adelaide Rally 2019, that quite a few foundation operators have joined Wison and have displayed their professionalism and skills at a high standard, and it's fantastic to see some quite new foundation operators becoming involved in Wison. Wison South Australia has now commenced planning for the AGL Rally of the Heartland, which is being held in May 2020 in Burra and surrounding regions, and we're providing radio communications and backup support to the rally organisers. We will be calling for volunteer nominations in the very near future, and we look forward to working with you again in the new year. Don't be afraid to put your hand up to assist us, as plenty of support and skills are available to be provided to you if you're new to the organisation, to you in the field. Well, the silly season is fast approaching us, and Wison committee members would like to wish you all a safe and merry Christmas, and we will be able to assess who has been naughty and nice by the appearance of new toys on the radio frequencies after Christmas. Stay safe, 73 from David VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Weiss and South Australia Committee. Cheers all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. As usual, this is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the news from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday, we held our annual Christmas barbecue at Lake McIntyre on the outskirts of Millicent. We had a similar roll-up to the last event held at this venue, and we were blessed with a perfect day and an excellent location. A big thank you to John, VK5DJ, for arranging a site for us, and to Chris, VK5MC, and the Millicent Lions Club for providing an extra barbecue, which always makes feeding the crowd so much easier. A number of our VK3 members made the long trek to join us, and we all enjoyed a very relaxed and social day with wives and family. Our next social event will almost certainly be a barbecue somewhere in Western Victoria in an effort to make our Victorian members feel a bit less isolated. We have a couple of spots surveyed, and a decision on the exact location will, no doubt, be made soon. We do not want to leave it too long because of the heat and fire danger, so it will almost certainly be in the first quarter of 2020. We now turn our focus onto a couple of maintenance problems that need urgent attention. Some kind soul has seen fit to provide us with a roll of wire suitable for remanufacturing our 80 and 40 metre dipoles, so that will happen before Christmas, we hope. The new antenna will be going up on the tower at Narracourt very shortly, as we now have all the necessary hardware to complete this project as well. Hopefully the 2 metre Yagi coax problem on the club tower will be addressed before Christmas. Never a dull moment, as they say. No doubt many of you will be heading away for the Christmas New Year break. Many will do so to spend valuable time with family and or friends, and some will just try to find an idyllic spot to pitch the tent or park the van and spend some time relaxing and forgetting the stresses of everyday living. We wish you all well and hope that all of you arrive at our chosen destination safely and then return home again the same way. The holiday season sees a lot of incompetent drivers and just plain idiots loose on our roads, so be on the lookout and concentrate on what you are supposed to be doing. That's all for this week. Sermon over, hi hi. I cannot leave you without passing on the best wishes of our members, so have a great week. I also bid you 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's edition of the North East Radio Club News. Last Friday night was the North East Radio Club Christmas meeting, and lots of people turned up, some of whom I'd not seen for a while. Good to see you all again, and we had a very good meal and some entertainment, and so it all proved to be very, very successful. During the official meeting part of the gathering, the highlight was the presentation of life membership to one of the club stalwarts, namely Trevor Quick, VK5ATQ. So thanks very much for your service, Trevor, and a reward for a job very well done, and no doubt we'll see you around the club and enjoy your company as always. And in the break between the main meal and sweets, we had a lecture by VK5 FBJD, the Reverend Brenton Dalby OAM, and he detailed his lifetime experiences, first as an officer in the police force and then in the Royal Australian Air Force, and he detailed lots of activities that he'd been involved in, and he went on to give a modern overview of the Christmas message, and was interspersed with some very hilarious anecdotes. So thank you very much for that, Brenton. Everybody thoroughly enjoyed it, and yeah, we hope to see you around the club more often. Your company was very enjoyable. Now we're coming up to that time of the year when there's lots of seasonal breaks, and unfortunately the coffee club gets affected by some of the public holidays this year. Here, Wednesday the 25th of December is Christmas Day, and of course there won't be a coffee club on that day. And of course, likewise, Wednesday the 1st of January is New Year's Day, so there'll be no coffee club then either. So we'll have to make our own coffee, but it'll be on again after the Christmas and New Year break, and no doubt we'll see many of you at the coffee club. However, we will be there next Wednesday, coffee club as usual. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.